Well, today we have the Lord's continual talk to Nicodemus about the salvation of the world. This is in John chapter 3, verse 16, considered the most important verse in all of sacred scripture, John 3:16. You'll see people holding up signs at baseball games and football games, and even people, you know, putting it on their face with at the games. And John, what is John 3:16? It is the summary of the entire Bible. The summary of the Old Testament, the New Testament, can be boiled down and summarized in one verse. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in Him might not perish, but might have eternal life. So this is the summary of all of sacred scripture. So God loved the world. So God is a God of love. He is pure being, pure essence. He is pure love. And He loved the world, not just a particular group of people, not just the chosen people, but He loved the entire world. So Jesus died not only for His own chosen people, the Jewish people, but Jesus died for everyone. He loved the entire world that He gave His only begotten Son. See, true love is self-giving, it's self-donating. If you've read the theology of the body and the writings of John Paul II, he talks about true love is sacrificial. True love is giving. It's not saying, give me, it's being willing to give. So God gave His only begotten Son in this total self-donation. Like Abraham being willing to sacrifice his son Isaac, being willing to give his son back to God because he knew that God would raise up his son from the dead. See, that's why Abraham was willing to take his own son's life, because he had faith in God that God could raise up his son and resurrect his son Isaac. So when you give, that's true love. True love is giving, it's sacrificial, it's self-donating love. His only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in Him, and what is belief? It's the assent of the mind and heart to the truths of God. But belief is also, in Scripture, it always means obedience. It means to obey God. It means to trust in God, to place our hope in God. It means to love God with all of our heart, soul, strength, and mind. To believe means, of course, to have faith in God. But it means more than that. It also includes obedience and trust and dependence upon God. If we believe, Jesus says, we will not perish. The word perishing is referring to eternal hell. We don't want to perish in hell because everybody will die. So He's not talking about you won't die. Yes, everybody will die, but you won't perish. You won't perish in hell. But you'll have eternal life. Eternal life with God. Heaven. So then the Lord continues to unfold to Nicodemus that God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through Him. The very name Jesus in Aramaic, in Hebrew, Yeshua, means God saves. The word Jesus means Savior, because that's who Jesus was. His name reveals His purpose, His mission, that He is a Redeemer, a Savior. Whoever believes will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned. Then the Lord goes on to say that the light came into the world. The light, of course, is Jesus. John the Baptist told us that the light is coming into the world. Jesus would one day say, I am the light of the world. He says, but people preferred darkness. They preferred sin and immorality, things committed in darkness, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth and obeys the commandments comes to the light, that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. This gives us maybe a little insight into the final judgment. When we come before Jesus and we have our individual judgment, Jesus is the light of the world. And if somebody dies in God's grace, in the state of grace, then they'll be drawn towards the light. If they die in unrepentant mortal sin, they'll want to hide from the light. They'll want to move away from the light. So when we come before God at our judgment, we're either going to be moving towards the light that our works may be exposed to the light, or we'll want to shrink from the light and move away from the light into outer darkness, which is referred to as separation from God or hell. So Jesus is the light of the world. So if you ever want to summarize the entire scripture in one sentence, it is John 3:16. As one author said, look at all the words of that one verse. God is the greatest lover, so loved, the greatest degree. The world, the greatest number, that he gave, the greatest act. His only begotten Son, the greatest gift. That whoever, the greatest invitation, believes, the greatest simplicity, in him, the greatest person, shall not perish, the greatest escape, but the greatest difference, have the greatest certainty, eternal life, the greatest destiny.